and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Anyone for Chess. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I'll bring you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Anyone for Chess? Beginners. Chess is a board game that my whole family likes to play. Even my youngest child likes to move the pieces around the board. She doesn't understand the rules at all, but copying us is fun. My mother bought us a beautiful chess set a few years ago. The board is actually a box in which you find all of the pieces for both chess and draughts. They are made out of some kind of stone, a beautifully smooth stone that is cool to the touch, probably soapstone. We spend ages playing against each other. My husband and I rarely play together. It's usually one of us and the kids. It's a perfect game for long winter evenings. We have a collection of other board games as well, Monopoly, Scrabble, Taboo, and other mathematical type games. Taboo is an interesting game and great fun. The object of the game is the following. A word is read out loud to the players. It is a real word, though not normally used. Each player must invent a definition secretly. All the definitions are then handed back to the reader. They are shuffled along with the correct definition and then read out loud. Each person votes for the definition that he or she thinks is the right one. The reader, who knows which one is correct, must have a neutral face, or what we call a poker face, while reading. It's a hilarious game that uses your brain and reveals a lot about each player. Advanced. During my recent stay in New Zealand, I had the opportunity of spending time in the centre of Christchurch. If you ever get the opportunity to go there, you must. It is like a huge garden town. Right in the centre is an enormous park with a botanical garden in it, surrounded by historic buildings. The River Avon works its way through the whole city and cuts right through the park. If you walk from the park to the cathedral, you will find yourself in a very large square, surrounded by shops, offices, and places to eat. It was here one day, as I was looking for the tourist information office, that I found an enormous chess set. Each piece was about 3 feet tall. There were huge tiles on the ground which served as the board. As I approached, I realized that a game was being played. People were standing around, watching and waiting. The strategy was very public. From what I could see, a group of three Argentinian young men were playing against a local man. It was their move, but they were stuck. They talked and gestured and moved around, pointing to this piece and that piece, but still no ideas came. Because I speak Spanish, I felt comfortable enough to offer some advice, which proved to be totally useless. I shouldn't have bothered. But hey, I tried. So I said a friendly adios and left thinking, what a great way to bring people together in a public and beautiful place. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. Please feel free to download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com or press on the small I in the description column in iTunes. Feel free also to write to me at my email address, that's acupofenglish live.com, and I promise to write back to you. Any comments or questions or suggestions, I would love to hear from you. Well, that's all for today. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.